Lesson 9, A Time to Be Silent. Reverend Warner is the pastor of a church with a membership of about 300 people. The church was thriving, but like many other churches, they were greatly affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. There were many months when the church was not allowed to meet in person. Finally, congregations began to gather again, following the guidelines put in place by the state that included temperature checks at the door, hand sanitizing stations, social distancing, and masks. It was also required that registration would be taken in order to provide a means of contact tracing in the event of exposure. As with most pastors, Reverend Warner was concerned for the people, but was also keenly aware of the real possibility of many members resigning their membership during this time. Therefore, he quickly gathered particular members of the church who played a public role in the worship services. There were also members who missed gathering together in person so much that they were willing to take the risk to gather. Sister Most, the chairperson of the welcoming committee and faithful member of the church, could hardly wait to get back to Sunday morning worship services. Every Sunday, she was given the opportunity to stand before the congregation to read a welcome poem, after which time she would return to her doorpost as a greeter. One Friday, she was directly exposed to someone infected with COVID-19. She had forgotten her mask that day, but she was careful to use extra hand sanitizer. As soon as she returned home, she took a shower. Thankfully, she felt fine, but scheduled a COVID test for the following Monday. She called Reverend Warner to let him know what happened, and he said he would keep her in his prayers. She felt fine on Saturday and went to church on Sunday to fulfill her role as a greeter. Her COVID-19 test came back positive. Discussion questions. 1. How important is confidentiality in the relationship between pastors and parishioners? 2. What is the difference between lying and deception? 3. What is the relationship between faith and science? 4. Is attending church essential work for believers? 5. Would it require boldness to quarantine the church in this situation?